Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. A lovely Sunday here. I hope it's beautiful where you are. We're going to explore a couple things today that I think are very fascinating. One of the callers called into my Saturday show yesterday and was talking about different interdimensional doorways on our planet, and we started to talk about a place in France called Montsécur. It is it's sort of like a mountain. It's rather difficult to climb to the top. There was a castle there, and it was perhaps the place of the last standing castle where the Cathars had fallen back to try and save their lives from the crusade, the knights from the north of France that were on crusade by, yes, we have a call. I guess we got somebody's imagination real quick on that. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather. What attracted your attention today?
Well, it was listening to something that you were talking about yesterday.
Ah, what was that?
Towards the end of the show, the lady was talking about some experiences she'd had. And I've had an experience that I would like some further enlightenment about.
Yeah. Is this an experience, like, of memory?
It is. It came to me in meditation.
Ah.
And I was shown that, just real quickly, I was shown that I had come to this planet, I don't know how long ago, eons ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when the rest of the group left, I decided to stay.
You mean when the rest of the group that came, that you came with to this planet, they left, you decided to stay. Do I have that correct?
That's correct. I decided to stay. And there's evidently, I get the very strong feeling that something is happening very soon that will enable me to rejoin the group, or the group will come here, or something like that. And it's kind of vague, but I wondered if anyone, you know, else has had that experience, or if your contacts on the, you know, on the other side can shed some light on that.
Well, I'll see what I can find, Heather. The facts that you have are kind of sketchy in the sense that this event has happened many times to people. We have had many travelers from outer space that have come, not changing the physical, but in the bodies that they had, and so they've come and go in that respect. And then we've had groups who have come and go who have taken on the physical of a human.
Well, it feels like I did take on the physical of a human, and there was.
Mm-hmm.
When they left, they said, well, you can't rejoin us until this certain event happens in the future. There was something that prevented me from going back.
Mm-hmm.
And except for the time, it seems to be coming now.
Let's explore something if we can, because sometimes when we get a few facts that we can dredge up, it's a little bit easier nailing the time frame or the group. Did you have any sense of why you stayed?
Oh, definitely to teach.
Okay, so you came to teach, or you stayed to teach.
I was teaching, and then when they left, I stayed on to teach. And the first
now,
thing,
think
the first
back at that moment, Heather, think back at that moment. Can you envision the kind of clothing that you were wearing at that time?
It was a very simple type of white robe.
Okay.
But it was like I was only partly in body, physically.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have been light, you know.
So the physical was, even though you had come in the dense physical, it was not as dense as, say, as your body today. It was sort of a difference between the etheric and the dense particles. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, and the people I was teaching here were the dense physical bodies.
They were what?
They were in dense physical bodies.
Ah, okay.
And the first thing I taught them was spinning.
Spinning?
Spinning.
I hear you.
Okay.
I'm just listening. Now I'm going to see what we can find out from the cherubim, but I'm kind of asking you these questions because I think it would help you also. Now,
yes.
Does the word Earth Mother ring a bell with you?
Oh, very strongly.
Okay. Now the skin of the people that you were teaching, was that a darker skin than, say, I'm thinking of maybe South America? Was it
what we think of now as a Native American?
Okay. So the skin tones might have been similar. I have a sense of who you were. So let me see what we can find out. Do you have any concept of what continent you were in? Were you in South America, or were you in the continent that we recognize here as the United States, or did it have another name but it was this continent?
It feels like it was entirely different shape.
Okay.
And I didn't necessarily stay in one spot. I feel very drawn to the southwest, but also to Tiwanaku.
Okay, so you're talking about Mexico.
Yeah, I
you,
guess.
You,
uh-huh.
You feel that you might have had some connection with the Mexican group.
Might have. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Which might have traveled to the southwest.
Well, so, I feel like it was the teachers that traveled rather than the groups. I've worked with different groups.
Okay. Now, when you were left behind, were you the only one or were others with you?
I feel a devastating sense of aloneness when they left, a devastating sense of aloneness. And I don't recall any others in body staying.
Okay. Heather, let's see what we can find out for you. And what I'm going to do on this one, because I have a sense that perhaps you were one of the Earth Mothers, we're going to see what the cherubim say on this, dear.
Oh,
I kind of sense the feeling of urgency that is surrounding this. You want to join your group.
Yes.
Kind of tired of beating around all by yourself, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
By now you know how to spin real well, huh?
Yeah. I've been going in circles.
Okay, my dear, let's see what we can find out.
Great.
Give me a moment.
Sure.
Well, the cherubim are standing there in front of me. Matter of fact, they have your record, and it is a very large record, larger than many of the records that I see, because you have been involved in so many different activities in so many different planetary systems that to record everything that you have done, it is a mammoth size book, so to speak.
No wonder I'm so tired.
Aren't we all? Okay, Heather, we're going to give you, we only have a short period of time here. We
yes.
can't give you everything, but we're going to give you what we can give you. And what they are saying is, indeed, you were called forth with a group, you would be considered an Earth Mother. but you would have been with a subgroup of the main individual who led the group to this planet, because what was within their purview of teaching, so to speak, was to come and work with what might be considered a primitive group of people who needed the very basics of skills to begin their round of development. And so this would have been a very early time. This particular time would be in the very beginning experiences for that race. And so you might say that the Earth Mother and the group that came with that Earth Mother who were working with that particular group was sort of taking them by the hand. Actually, what they are telling me is the souls that you were teaching were actually souls that came with this group to the planet. They were new souls who were just beginning their journey in the physical. They were what would be considered young souls and very young on this planet, so they had to be taught the what you might consider the basic skills.
That makes sense.
And Seth, what'd you say?
That makes sense.
Yeah, they were being taught the basic skills. Actually, what would be considered the basic skills for civilization. And when the Earth Mother comes and she brings her group, she then departs because they feel that they have given this group enough instruction and sustenance so that they can then work their way and set up a culture. So this is like the very early days when a primitive group is just beginning to learn how to interact with their environment. And so the group left, and as they are pointing to your record, you stayed.
And why? Why did I stay?
Well, let me see if we can find that out. When you asked that, I kind of got disconnected from what we were doing. Let me connect again. You felt a responsibility. The service was to come to teach and then to allow those to make their own journey, and you were feeling a responsibility that it was your you wanted to stay closer to the group because they were not learning all the things that you wanted to impart to them, and you felt some responsibility. You not only felt some responsibility to them, but you felt also that the group should not be leaving at this time, that these souls who were under their tutelage, so to speak, needed to know more. And so you stayed from that point of view, that you felt some responsibility, but also there was compassion that you were feeling within your own soul, because as you can imagine, you and this group and the Earth Mother were a very advanced group of souls. And so it was one of the reasons that they came and were associated with the Earth Mother, because the Earth Mothers, there has been several Earth Mothers who have come with the different groups of souls. There is this great attachment to compassion, and you were working out your own role and understanding compassion also. So you were here to teach. You didn't want to leave right away, but you also felt that there was something that you wanted to follow within the emotion that can be expressed on this planet, that other planets do not have the emotional they're not able to explore the emotions as we are able to explore on this planet. So this is the planet of emotion, of working with the emotions and understanding them, and you wanted to understand better the emotion of compassion. So does that make some sense to you, Heather?
Very much so. Very much so.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely does.
Yes. You know, if you're interested in this and you want a detailed reading, you might consider in your situation going to my website at carolynevers.com and you know, only if you're so inclined to order a reading that would be much more detailed than what we can give you here, because I'm sensing a couple things here. This great journey that you were about, and of course, when your soul came forth from the Creator, there was implanted this desire, this set of emotions to help the newly formed souls, and so you felt a connection to them as part of your makeup of your own soul.
Mm-hmm.
You were expressing what was divinely implanted into your own soul. And now I think it just seems to me that you have learned the lessons that you wanted to learn, and you're anxious to go back with the group that you know that you need to be with.
Very much so.
Because this group that you were with are souls who were created at the same time when you were brought into spiritual form.
Wow, this is amazing, but it all feels just right.
Well, give some thought to that, Heather. It might answer some other things, because it just seems to me you're going through a period now where you're feeling it's a form of loneliness, in the sense that you really want to be with this group again.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, they're your soul companions. They were created when you were created. It took a lot of courage for you to stay here and fulfill what you felt you needed to complete for your own soul. That shows a great amount of courage to be able to do this.
Well, I'm ready to reconnect.
Yeah. Have you felt sometimes, Heather, that you, as you walk around in this lifetime, that you kind of feel out of place?
I've never felt in place.
Yeah. Sort of like no matter where you hang your hat, it's not quite home.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is, darling. You came from the stars.
Wow. Well, you know, just...
You still have some of that stardust on your heels, dear.
Well, I'm glad I haven't lost all of it.
No, you still have... You still have some of that stardust clinging to the heels of your feet. And when you came, you see, there was this so much joy. Your group would have felt this immense joy to be granted the opportunity to come here and work with the young souls and help bring them to an understanding of the brilliance of their own soul, and you were doing this through teaching them how to survive from the natural elements. But bless you, Heather. You have a very illustrious path, and I would like to see you connect with your group real quick. As I know you would.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you so much, Carolyn. This has just really given me a lot of comfort.
Well.
And understanding. I really appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time.
Indeed, dear. Talk to you again. Call in later.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
So let's go back to those historical pages in France when we had a crusade called against those who claimed to be Christians, who had the last stand at Massacre. One of the reasons that I wanted to go back to that is because this is a very special place on this planet. The cherubim are describing this as a interdimensional doorway on this planet, that, of course, there are more than one. But they're giving us a little bit of history of Manzikert, that, of course, the stone, which it looks like a giant stone mountain, was there. But this interdimensional doorway was built by those who fled Atlantis during the first wave of destruction on that island. So they were ones who were elders who understood creation. And in that understanding, they set up councils of elders who led this planet in their spiritual development. And so they came, they set up this interdimensional doorway in cooperation with those from the planet Sirius B, because those beings have a destiny of their own to help the, to give spiritual help to the human race. And so one of the things that I put up on my marquee today is, do you remember Manzikert? Do you remember being a Cathar? Do you remember being a Templar knight from this particular period of time? There was a cooperation and a knowledge that was passed between the Templars and the Cathars. And not only that, this was one of the paths that the relics that the Templars were in keeping during that terrible time. This was would have been right before the Inquisition. They were moving these artifacts that, had been in their care, and Manzikert was one of the last places that they could go. They thought it would be safe, that it would never fall, and they brought them to Manzikert. Anyway, there's a tremendous amount of history here that we're going to be moving along a little bit on the Sunday shows, because these artifacts had to do with the family lineage of Jesus Christ. There were scrolls, there were other artifacts. Some of them were brought from Jerusalem when the Knights Templar were there and brought them back to France. And so we're going to come back to this subject again. I think it is a fascinating point of history. It is also one of those periods of time when the victor is allowed to write history. And the history of the Cathars and the Templars has been written down and changed to reflect the thinking of the victor. So we have seen that in history. Whenever some group is completely decimated, the victor is allowed to write the history, and this is what happened here. So, folks, give me a call, 877-876-5227. If you're from Canada, 888-810-8322. In case you are new to this show, which I hope that we do have some people out there who perhaps this is the first time that you're listening, I would tell you that what the information that I get, that I am reading from, comes from the Universal Akashic Records. There are many deposits throughout the entire cosmos of records of the different planets, of records of individual souls. These records move along until they eventually find their way into the center of the cosmos. So all Akashic records are not the same in the sense that it depends on where they are located, what a person is reading from, and as they move up through each layer of information, more information is added to the deposit. And so what is at the center of the cosmos is the most complete for soul. We have another listener who's calling in. And your name, please?
My name is Brian.
What is it?
Brian. I like to say that just to play with you, Carolyn.
I know. You are playing with me. I love to play. You know I do. And
I know you do.
As a matter of fact, Brian, one of the reasons that I got this information on Montsecur is because we were talking about this very thing yesterday about it being an interdimensional doorway.
I know, and I thank you for sharing this. This is just amazing, and I've been wanting to go a little bit further with that. But that Montsecur, that is an amazing place. I was looking some stuff up on the Internet.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, and what I find fascinating is the doorway, like, on the top of the, around the mountain, the top of the mountain, or is it just on the, where the stone is, where you're talking about?
Well, when I said a stone mountain, see, I've been there several
times.
The mountain itself looks like this.
It looks like a,
It looks like a gigantic stone.
Yeah.
Kind of going up into a point. It's not exactly a point. I mean, there's a level place up there, but when you look at it, you know, you look at other mountain ranges and you kind of see peaks. Well, this doesn't look that way. It looks like there is one peak. So when you're at the bottom of it and you're looking at it, it looks like this gigantic stone.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Oh, are they showing you a picture?
Well, I'm just, you have that, is that the one that you had on your website? Have the geometrical shapes you're pointing up to it?
Oh, dear, I'm not sure.
No, maybe that was a different one. I was looking
at
one.
Well, one of them is in France that is one of the homes of Archangel Michael.
Angel Michael, that's the one I'm looking at. Okay, I got those two mixed up.
Yeah.
But anyway, my question today
is... And that's
is,
another interesting place, too.
Yes, I would love maybe to save some money and visit there. I mean, that'd just be fascinating.
You know, that is an exceptional place to be. On my website, on the... Did you read... The first time I met with Archangel Michael, what he had to say. Oh
yes,
my God, that is so beautiful.
I recorded that.
It's incredible place. So, what's your question, Brian?
My question is, when you said Mount Sakura, you're talking about something, a connection with Sirius B.
Yes.
Is that? Well, I feel that I have a connection with. We were talking about long before about a Syrian connection that I have. And I'm wondering if this is where I came in from, when I came down.
Many of us do.
Okay.
I will ask, but this is how I know many have come to this planet. They come through Arcturus. That's the doorway to this planetary system.
Yes.
And they don't usually, like, if the plan is to come to Earth, they don't usually come through Arcturus and then plop down here on Earth right away. They, Sirius is, from what I understand, is like a way station. Like one would decompress on the way down.
We kind of
go through Sirius for many reasons. If you're, and one of the reasons is that they do have some authority with the development of spirituality here on this planet.
So the souls come through the doorway, I see, and then they're incarnated here on Earth.
Yes.
Yes, I see. I guess my question. Yeah, go ahead.
If you, I know you would love this because you like to journey, Brian.
Yes,
sometime
I do.
When you go to sleep at night, ask your, well, you would be asking your higher mind, but you don't really have to go there. As you're going to sleep, you're drifting off to sleep, ask to be shown what your journey was like when you came to Earth.
Yeah, from that kind of perspective. Wow.
Oh, it's an extraordinary experience.
Yeah. Okay, maybe you can help me with this. This is why I'm trying to figure this out. I had these interdimensional dreams, and maybe you can see this for me or ask the cherubim. This is very important to me. There is a, it was like in a yard or something. I seen this, like this ray come down on the ground. It's like a circular ray. I step into it. And I look straight up, and there's a beam of light, and it's got a blue tinge around it, and it's like I'm speeding toward it, like I'm something's downloaded toward me or I'm uploaded toward it, like a ray. And
so
I want to know.
Is Scotty beaming you up?
It seems like that, yeah. And I hope it's. But when I looked on the picture on the internet, I found the same exact picture. This is after my dream. I've never mm-hmm. seen this before, and I was curious about the Syrians. So I checked out. I found this picture on the internet, and it showed a brilliant white light, and around it had like a blue hue, you know, a tinge to it. And I guess that is one of the star systems of Sirius. I don't know if it's Sirius A or Sirius B, like in the constellation. And I'm wondering
The pictures. See, I've seen that. If you do a search on Sirius B, you might see some pictures as to the way it looks to astronomers.
Yeah.
The Sirius B has a blue tint around it.
That's exactly what I saw in my dreams, but then
okay,
like months
that
later,
picture
I thought,
is, by
yeah.
the way, that picture is on the internet, Brian.
Yes. I have that picture that I downloaded, mm-hmm. but the thing is, I have the dream, but then months later, I found the picture. I was like, I was there. I went in that beam of light. What does this mean?
Brian, I have to chuckle because spirit is so interesting. Our higher mind is so interesting. It's like, okay, you didn't get it the first time. Let's run by this one more time. You didn't get the dream. Here's the picture. Put it together.
I'm trying.
Okay, so let's find out the way we're going to phrase your question. Your question is, you had a dream, and
yes.
you want to know if in that dream you were seeing yourself either protected, coming from, or receiving information from Sirius B. Is that kind of where you're coming
yes.
from?
Yes.
So that's kind of a good description of what you're talking about.
Yes, I was inside a beam, like some kind of, felt like some kind of portal or beam, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what they say. I don't know on this one.
And
I'm
one extra
always
thing,
surprised.
One extra thing I wanted to add real quick is I remember this is what I said when I was inside the beam. This is what I said. Tell my wife, Sarah, and my son, Logan, I love them. Like I was going somewhere. It's just so strange. But I do remember saying that.
Oh, you're concerned that perhaps this is of a future event.
It could be. I don't know.
Uh-huh. So this may not have been a past event, but it might be a future event.
Yes.
Maybe that's the question.
Yes.
Is what you were seeing in your dream
the future or the past?
History, or
yes.
is it an event that's to come in the future?
Yes.
Okay. You know, do you do anything except ponder?
Oh, I daydream all the time.
I believe it.
And I read a lot,
too. Yes, you have a questioning mind. I just love it.
Yes.
Now, you don't tell your wife all these questions, do you?
No, she just, it goes over her head. She's like, oh, yeah, sure. But she's understanding to a certain degree.
Well, that's why we have these talk shows.
That's why. Yeah, definitely.
Let's see what we can find out for you, Brian.
Okay.
Hold the phone, dear. Well, this doesn't surprise me, but the cherubim are not taking this question. The cherubim are not fielding this one. Because what I'm seeing, I've been directed to. Let me ask you a question, Brian. Have you ever seen this one? There is a being who is sitting at what looks like a table with a lot of gauges on it,
yeah.
almost Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have. There's a dial, but there's something. When they pull a dial or something, I hear something like this. Like last time we talked about this, I heard in the background, I could sense when they were moving the dials, I could sense, I could hear them listening on this conversation.
Okay, now, Brian, who do you think that is?
Well, it's not Santa Claus.
Who do you think that is sitting at those dials?
That can't be me.
No, it's not. Where do you think that is?
Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
But my is this a physical master controller? I know that they help guide humanity, but it seems like...
What he's saying is, yes, in a sense, but not in the sense that there is only one.
Yes.
That there is a group of them, but it doesn't matter which one you are shown. Their job is all the same in the sense that there is a group of these controllers, for lack of a better word. I don't like to use the word controller in the sense that they're not... They're not. We have free will. They're controller in the sense that they monitor Earth's activities. They work with the events that happens on this planet with the with the utmost
love and respect.
Yes, love and respect, and bringing forth events on this planet that that we can work with and help establish our spirituality.
Okay, that's what I was trying to ask about that.
Yeah, and so there is a group of them, and what you saw is like their command post.
Yeah,
and
I've seen
they
that.
They sit in front of these dolls, and they have levers, and it almost looks like the cockpit of a plane, except it covers a much larger area. It's a much open area, but this sense of levers and dials and screens.
Yes.
They look in the screen and they're seeing the events that happen on this planet. Talk about a television set. That's a high-powered one.
Yes. What dimension do they dwell on, or does it really matter?
Oh, there you are with those questions. If I gave you a dimension, it wouldn't mean anything.
That's true. But my thing is, why at that point in time, around a year ago, did I see this dream? Is it to download information? Is it to allow my
notice? Okay, let's see. I'm sure they're going to be willing to give you that information, Brian. Wait a minute. The answer to that is... in a human, because we are so deeply asleep, so to speak, that it takes a long time to awaken a person, that for some it is immediate. Something happens in that there is an immediate awakening, but for most of humanity this is not the case. There is like little pieces of information that they have to feed to an individual before they will accept it as reality. And especially in the people who have strong mental abilities, which they are designating as you being one, that you have strong mental abilities, and what is fed into the spiritual side of the brain many times is countermanded by the logical reasoning side of the brain. And for a person who has those strong mental abilities, it even takes a longer time feeding this information. And so, yes, they actually started feeding you information before that dream.
Yes.
That dreams are... they will use dreams as sort of not the last resort, but the second to the last resort. If you're not listening to them in the conscious mind, they go through the back door and work with dreams.
Kind of like a triggering?
Yeah, so you weren't open to them consciously, so you would accept their words into your own reality through a dream before you would accept it consciously. So
yes.
for these kind of questions, Brian, a real easy way to connect with them is to envision that control panel. As soon as you envision that control panel, you're right there. You could ask them any question and they'll answer you.
Wow. That is amazing.
It's true, though.
Yes, I know.
Thank you so much.
Just
envision the control panel. It's sort of like when you do that, you've opened up your mind to their communication, and it's like saying, okay, I'm ready. Well, if you go there and you see that control panel, I'm laughing at this because you're here and you're working through their control panel, but the time will come when you will be there working through the control panel.
Is that in my next lifetime or a couple after this?
They're not giving me any more. I suggest that what you do is in your daydreaming time, when you want to devote some time to this, you envision that control panel. Get your questions in your mind first as to what you want to know.
Yes.
Because you'll be there right away.
Sounds good. Well, thank you. And hey, one other thing I wanted to say is Rosemary yesterday, I've been listening to her, and that's just amazing information. She is wonderful. And I wanted to say to her, Rosemary, God bless you for the information that you come through and you share with us.
Rosemary calls.
I love listening to her voice, too, and also to yours, Carolyn. So, thank you so much.
We all know one another.
I think so. It's just amazing. Well, you have a wonderful day, Carolyn.
You too, Brian.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, Rosemary, if you're out there listening, Brian sends his good wishes to you, and I do too. We just love hearing from you. So if you're out there and so inclined, give us a buzz. The number here is 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, the number to reach us toll-free is 888-810-8322. And, folks, I just love being able to go to the Akashic Records and get answers for your questions. It is great joy to do this, as it is a great joy for the Cherubim to make these records available to me and to you through me. It's an exciting journey. What we can give the few moments that somebody calls is very small piece of the information. If you're so inclined, go to CarolynEvers.com and you'll see the portal taking you to the Akashic reading site. Go there and consider having a reading. What comes forth is, to me, such incredible information. I am just in awe at the kind of information that's given out to people, not only the kind of information, but the language of the records, the language, the wording that the cherubim use is so loving, so beautiful. To read over some of the sentences that are put together that's in the records is just to be able to read it is so comforting and so beautiful, and to know that it is your record. And also, there are those whose records have been turned over to Source. Source reads the records. To me, when I first found this out and doing readings for people, I was astonished at that. We have a caller, and your name.
Yeah, hi, Carolyn. This is Kim from Louisiana. I called back.
Hi, Kim.
Hey. You had suggested that I call back and that you would do a reading for me with the Akashic Records to find out what's going on
Kim.
In my marriage.
you have a question, and what was the question, dear?
It was specifically about my relationship with my husband.
Kim, is this something that you had sent to me to ask for a reading, or is this getting you confused?
We had called. I had called last week.
Okay.
And is it Charlene?
Oh, yes. Charlene was, she is on Wednesday.
Yes. Okay. I had called on Wednesday, and it was at the very end of the show, and you said, well, why don't you call back, and I suspect that we'll find some interesting information about your husband.
Okay. Now, you know that could be kind of personal information. What question do you want me to ask?
Well, specifically, what's our contract? You know, what's going on with us?
In other words, why are you two here together? What promises
did you
vision together? Maybe that's a good way. You two came in to perform what mission together?
Good idea.
Okay. I know sometimes it's hard phrasing a question. Let's see if we can find out, Kim. The cherubim that has your record in their hand is this tall, elegant angel. She is just beautiful. She's showing me as the feminine aspect. She has your record in one hand, and she has your husband's record in the other. She's come forth with both of your records. And the reason that she has both records is because the two of you have intertwined with one another through many lifetimes, that this is not the first lifetime where the two of you have come into form together. And sometimes you come in a role of teaching one another. Sometimes you come in a role of companionship where you are there to offer each other comfort and love. And there are times when you come together as a unit to teach others. So you have played many roles together. And that's why she has the two records, because she is showing me the two aspects of how the two of you have worked together. This lifetime is not following any of those other methods that we have mentioned. The two are here for companionship, to show love to one another and stability, but that you are on a teaching, I don't want to use the word trip, you're here
mission.
To... mission. You're here as a teaching aspect to your children. And these are very special children that have been put into your care.
Yeah, I only have one child.
Well,
I am
not sure that that's going to be the only child, because they're saying children.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to ask you if I had the sense that there was just one now, but they're saying that it was decided upon that there would be more than one. And so these children who you have promised to nurture, to protect, to teach, they're showing me how the two of you are making this protective wall around your children to protect them from what is going on in the world, because these are children who will be teachers in their own right, who will hold vast abilities. And so they chose special parents, parents who had experience of living together with one another to give the stability to these children who have come in. Does any of that make sense to you?
Yeah, some of it does. But it's been really hard lately because, and I know Shirlene did some Helena, my husband, but, you know, there's been a lot of prescription drug abuse in the past 6 months, and it's been really hard.
Kim, let me ask you this, dear, to call in to the next show. Call Wednesday. Shirlene will be with me. The two of you have a mission, and I've got to get off of the air right now.
Okay.
And what we can do is we can talk about it a little bit more and see if we can't make get some thoughts as to the prescription drugs, what can be done there, and what could be done to make your path a little easier, because you have some children that are going to be in your care that are going to be very knowledgeable spiritually. We'll talk about that more Wednesday if you can call.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. And so, folks out there, we are glad to have spent this time with you. As you know, we have a Wednesday show. Join us there when Shirlene will be with us. And God bless all of you. And for now, goodbye.
You're listening to BBS Radio. Radio. Have yourself a beautiful day.
Richard Boylan. You're listening to BBS Radio.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell in the Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com. Tune in or be tuned out.
Hi, this is Christoph Goes on BBS Radio, where you can check tracks from my new album, Turning Inside, because if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.